Now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything, and
yeah.
the one son who had no.
So they never changed the titles.
Yeah, they.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
They.
This
is the first season, right?
Let's call
they
them.
They didn't.
Yeah.
You know what we should do, actually? I was just thinking this. We should call Jeffrey.
Love
You're right.
Because I'll bet he's home.
Oh, he's not rehearsing a play?
Want to find out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Call him.
Exactly. Call him. I'll call his cell phone. I don't care.
Agoraphobic.
Tambor cell 818-3. Well, I guess I shouldn't. Oh, this was.
I love that dialogue. In a radio show, you couldn't say that.
You want to return that?
Tambor's fun.
Do you have Michael Winslow over there doing sound effects, or is that?
Oh, that little skid, that little slip on the way up the stairs.
Oh my God, he has someone else doing his voice.
That's his wife.
He can't do his own.
To get married, so you can put her on the answering machine like an assistant.
Must be nice.
I'm calling him at home, but this is going to be very embarrassing if he answers. That was his cell phone.
That must have been fun, Jason.
For this.
Oh yeah, it was nice and cool that day too.
Is that the same place we shot the funeral?
Yeah, Valencia.
Oh, yeah, right. Sand was getting in everyone's eyes.
This was the episode where we finally told the audience. Hi, is Jeffrey in? Okay, do you know where he is?
He went with Jamie.
Okay.
Who's calling?
The cast from Arrested Development, but that's okay. We're doing commentary, and it's Mitch Hurwitz, and I'll try him later.
So the baby's in the play too.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
This is gonna be a good commentary track.
Is he rehearsing?
How much
are they
charging for this DVD?
Jeffrey Tambor's supposed to be here, but he said he had to rehearse for a play today. So we are in the process of.
We're gonna get right to the bottom of that.
You know what?
The baby must be in the play.
You know what? He must have got cut off. He must be that he's rehearsing for a play date.
Ah, that's what it was.
Hey, this was one of our first scenes with no cast members in it.
He's doing an all infant production of Peta Gabler.
Who's this? Jeffrey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, it's Mitch Hurwitz in the cast of Arrested Development.
We're and America.
We're doing the commentary. We thought you might want to weigh
How's
in.
The play rehearsal going, Jeffrey?
Jeffrey.
He hung up.
Jeffrey. It's, hold on. You guys keep giving the commentary. I'm going to.
And Michael returned to
Dave. Hey, what happened to you?
Oh, I got highlights. It'll blend in about a week.
Aw, poor Dave.
Yeah, I actually meant the collapse.
Oh, I don't know. It probably has something to do with the 4,000 hair.
Portia, wow. Major dress.
Portia got hotter and hotter.
She did. Beyond gorgeous.
Okay, this is Jeffrey Tambor.
I'm kind of at play rehearsal.
He's on his way. Jeffrey?
We should be looking at some big yen coming in from the Japanese. And when it does...
Okay. Well,
oh,
congratulations.
Lost,
you're part of the worst commentary that's ever been laid down.
I think these directions are not right. Hold on. Go ahead. Say hello to Mitch. Say hi, Mitch.
Okay, this is a bad idea.
Okay, thanks. I'll call you later.
Oh.
Love you, Gabriel.
It's hilarious. See what happens, America, when you tell a fib.
Frank said. Very good.
Oh, God almighty.
Why just America?
What about the world?
Yeah. Why are you discounting our fans in Taiwan?
They haven't worked out the finances
hair.
For those territories.
David, you are what we call a courageous actor.
Because he's wearing that hair? Because
he's willing to... In comedy, you have to look bad, you know? That's
just how it goes. And you're saying I just by merely
look awful.
Taking my top off, I look bad. I get it. That's fine. I'm not about that. I try to exercise my brain, guys, right?
What? What does that mean? Jeff Garlin.
Oh, that set was...
This guy looks a lot like the dude in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No, that's...
Oh, he does.
She plays the young girl on her show. That's Alia.
And they're shooting, that's in Dean's office, right?
That's the writer's room.
Yeah.
That's where all these shows are born?
Yeah.
Alia was so great in that Double Life. I just loved how you played that stuff.
Is that Drea D'Amato?
I know.
Wow. You've got her outfit on.
Michael, we could keep the baby. I've been talking to the feds.
Wasn't she
she on the cover of Newsweek?
No. You know, don't you think that that's... Michael, but look at the way the hair is done and the...
I have actually been mistaken for Drea on several occasions.
Have you really?
Really?
I've touched a sore one?
Maybe. We'll talk later.
You know, you've kind of stumbled upon this whole... what I would assume is some genre, subgenre of sexuality that's not really being addressed, which is people get off on hot retarded girls.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They have every other kind of fetish magazine and website, but I haven't seen that yet.
Slow girl. You guys don't get slow girl.
Slowgirl.com.
Yeah. Yeah, my new issue of Slow Girl.
Looks like Scott Baio.
English muffin. We were so insistent upon you getting him again.
I love that line.
Tony, were you actually imagining an English muffin when you said
it?
That?
It was, maybe. Maybe that's
Are
my
you
backstory.
That kind of actor?
Yep.
Like I took a Tony.
Look at those pink pants.
You know, I had them dye those darker. The first
Did you
year
really?
They were the first year they were just pink and
look a little maybe more Nantucket red.
Match the lips.
Yeah, Mom, right. That's enough.
What? We're out of vodka.
Sorry, I thought you were doing Godzilla.
Mom,
that's enough.
God, I'm laughing.
That's a tough target to hit, Jessica. The half laugh, half Godzilla roar.
That was improvised.
God knows they're squinters.
It had to get quiet for that line. We will get letters.
Jeez. Another brilliant
that
idea.
Phallic three shot.
Yeah.
This I love.
Larry really yeah.
knows how to sell the sarcasm. It's a stupid idea.
He says smiling.
I'll build it with you, Joe.
Joe, da-da-da-da-da.
That was my whole tone.
That's
of my
right. Feet. David Schwartz actually wrote the music to all your lines. And then he would memorize.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
They're going through his mail. They want to put your father
that
in
shot
prison.
Again.
Now, Bob's right.
What do you think Jeffrey really is right now?
Whole Foods.
With the baby.
He's at Whole Foods. He was just talking to us on one of those Bluetooth things, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Infomol.
Infomol.
The bigger problem
Infomol.
Is who alerted the Japanese? I think you might have a spy.
This is one of my favorite checks we ever did. Another great Valley wall breaking. Someone could be listening. It could be a guy on a camera. Find that leak. Could
Where
be
was the boom?
Sound
was
it, it was underneath the boom.
It was under the baton.
That is the boom. Yes, that was who was Someone listening.
English. What?
I think Michael's already plugged our leak.
What? Such a dirty thing.
They were out of 60 watt bulbs that day.
I haven't told Rita anything.
Who directed this episode, Mitch? True.
Arlene Sanford.
Push right on through
to the I think.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a phone number on her?
She gave me...
There we go. Another retarded clue.
She gave me a note. There's a scene coming up in the van, you know, with the where they're wiring me.
Yeah.
And we had done it, and she came over, and was over from the tent and gave me one of my all-time favorite notes, which was, quicker and funnier.
Just those two things.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. That's so. It sounds like you were very close.
Funnier.
Yeah.
Sounds like
funnier.
You were close.
Sadder. Do it slower
just,
and sadder.
Just a hair more talent, and maybe a little handsomer if you can.
I know. If one more person tells you to have. Just have fun with it. I'm gonna fucking lose it.
What is Richard Day wrote all the dialogue. I mean, all the legends on that page, and then we translated.
What is jetpacks was yes.
Jetpacks was yes.
What does that mean?
It's a bad translation
like a bad
of the Japanese.
Are we
smoking? Smoking and brushing his teeth.
They built that right in front of the stage. I remember that was such a pain for them.
Yeah, well, they remember thing. They stopped building in the middle of it and said, okay, you're out of money.
They were going to shut us down, right?
Yep,
it was such a drag to get my car out because they were building that.
It was
such a drag.
Was there like a song for like
Are you able to drive again now?
Yeah, I just got back on the road.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Boy, that's a quick 18 months. 18 to 21 months.
I was barely over the limit, too.
I know.
Mitch, will you elaborate on the shutting us down, no money thing?
Well, it was a weird... They decided to be kind of hardcore with us all of a sudden and say, okay, you're spending too much on these shows. we're going to stop building these sets. And we were in the middle of shoot. We were had that scene to shoot. Yeah. It was just a crazy, contentious thing. But, you know, Joel Hornstock pulled it off. He always does. He really took
He was always sort of a real ally, right?
Oh, he was a fantastic nice ally. And a great guy. All that too. It is a Made the mistake of going to the bosses early on when we had the house fall apart. And they said, this is so expensive to have this house fall apart. And he made the mistake. He's the business affairs guy. Saying, but it's really funny.
Yeah.
Tiny Town.
I love this music. I love this section.
Tiny Town, isn't it? You did like my idea, didn't you,
Dad? Oh, Jesus. Well, you're so funny.
Actually, George Sr. was in the kitchen trying to
deep frame. What? How did that get all the way?
That was the big.
Okay, here's the best, one of the best accidental jokes we ever had. He discovered a way to possibly slip by the
sensors. If Mother sees this, she will blow.
Accidental jokes?
Well, the phrase "slip by the sensors" in post occurred to us, and then it just happened to dovetail right into "Mother will blow a cow." So there's the double meaning of slip past the censors, which we were very worried about doing with Mother Will Blow a Cow. But we actually slipped it past the censors, as Jeffrey Tambor slipped past the censors. Always wanted to do the same with Joe. Good,
yeah. There's that music.
Look at the look on his face.
It's called Tiny Town.
Look at the look on yours.
And this actually, this is a great delivery right here.
Look at them. Such a pro,
you'd never know. You know, I'm seeing the show for the first time. I mean, this show, Arrested Development. And I cannot understand why people don't like it. It makes me angry.
Look at
oh
that.
Wait, now I get it.
Look at is that Tony Robbins?
A young Tony Robbins. All right. Well then, Frank, I shall be a big. And why'd you guys want my nipples erect for this? Why was that so important to you?
That was Arlene's idea. Freeze the stage. Right.
Okay, funnier and harder nipples, please.
Did the network want a stunt cast here?
We did. We wanted to go on the house set and have her yell, house! Hey, house! More important to show how we make the show than to actually make it. Actually, house was our second choice. Frankie Muniz was our first choice, in case he's listening. Oh, this woman on the left.
We had some of the best background.
Watch this woman on the left. If you can do anything but, I'd be amazed. She just... So overacted.
We've had some crazy extras.
Look at camera.
Oh, we had. Remember, there was a guy in. Portia and I were doing a scene where this guy was, like really overacting so hard that we kept. Do you remember that?
Yeah. But I do.
But it was in the bar.
Brilliant. Yeah, it wasn't.
It was either a bar or the hospital or something. But we were like, oh my god, somebody has to tone this guy down. I won't be specific, because that would be mean.
This is a valuable recap on DVD, in case you've forgotten, in the last 3 seconds, what happened.
Good, our creative lighting.
Yeah. This was the set that almost shut down. Just lights. And...
He was great.
Yeah, wasn't he great?
Wait a minute, you know that man?
It's not what you think it is. He's my uncle.
Is that Mr. F? What does he want?
He wants you out of the picture.
Bloody right, I do.
Hey. Very expensive special effects there.
You lied to me, Rita. You made me turn against my family, but it's over now.
There's Jason, just that classic Jason not playing the wink at all.
I got a call from SAG right after this scene. They wanted the card back.
No, that's great. That's exactly how to play that scene. That turns out to be a retarded man and her uncle. It's perfect. Oh, look, that's the suit that they put you in, David, remember?
Yes. Yeah.
That episode, and
there's a Banana Republic Jason.
We had a chance. Brilliant woman
was oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody was right. It's too good to be
true. And I am turning her in. Oh. I would not want to be the
next woman. I'm going to be playing Sassy Teens for a long time.
So subtle.
You are one hot mama girl. George Michael,
meanwhile, was trying to solve them. So adorable.
I love this.
Oh, this one.
I love this video.
She really.
This demonstration video is.
How'd you do that?
Oh my God, this was the prop man's brother did this animation for us.
That's great.
Look at all the elements.
Oh God.
It's so complicated. This is what he's trying to figure out how to do. But don't do this. Never do that. Do that.
Meanwhile, Joe was bonding with the man he thought his father.
And this turned out to be a very sweet story between Buster and Job.
His real father, however.
I gotta call Jeffrey. This is stupid.
What do you think Jeffrey is right now?
I'm really glad. Somewhere between the powder room and the
produce.
So you're telling me that this is turkey chili?
And right outside the house, Tobias was working.
Bob Einstein loved that joke that I'm hugging him and he's looking at his watch. He thought that was great.
Let Lily lick Lionel's lusty leathers.
Where did you? That was you, right, David? David, where did you get "Let Lionel lick lusty leathers"?
That's actually from an old script that Bob and I wrote, where we are doing a stage show, and then I'm backstage saying "Let whatever Lister, whatever the thing was," and I just threw it in there. Had to use it somewhere.
That is the first legitimate anecdote we've put on the DVD.
Yeah, that was a good one.
There it is.
It was a good one. Let's edit that right up top.
She's here legally, all right?
Look, he's
actually driving. Can you believe it?
Look at him.
That's some good production value.
You take care of your family. I think they're going ahead with this hoax.
And if money changes hands, you're all going to jail.
Well, unfortunately, that's the best Jason's been, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's the best Jason was.
Just squint into the light. Yeah.
It actually and it, this we took the wall to a location.
So. Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, that was nuts. I am reassured, and they that was a tough day. Tough day.
Was it?
As a yeah.
I don't think I drove out that day.
No, you didn't.
Thanks, Mitch.
Was that the windy day? No, that was another.
That was the
windy day.
101 degrees. No, the windy day was a funeral.
You not seen this episode, Elliot?
Not and a long.
What is that? It's a mole. What the?
She let her watch TV. Mom says it's too windy.
Too windy. Wow, that's like that.
Remember that?
Yeah. That kind of made me sad when you just said that. Save our
village. Yeah, I know. It's one of my favorite lines. Who had finally
gotten his grandfather. Mom says it's too windy. Does it make you sad because it was the last time Fox ran a commercial for us? Was that clip?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You and that guy really collided one time pretty...
Oh, yeah.
Were you in that harness?
Was I?
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't let me do that.
Yeah.
I wanted to.
Linda wouldn't what?
What?
Yeah, that was Linda Sarah, right? In that suit? George
Michael. I'm sorry, I can't fly.
Michael
very well,
refused
right?
to do it.
I think I would rather have the wealth.
David, you
could rather have the wealth. So serious. The receipt?
What is that?
Feedback.
Someone else wired?
Oh, that's me. My friend Frank wired me. He wanted me to be a mole.
Our cover's blown. Let's get out of here.
What the?
Goodbye, Tobias.
He felt something for him. There was a real connection.
Oh my God. Tobias Funke, you're Mr.
I love the way we're all still trying to figure out what was going on. We're all quiet.
Wait, I know.
Wait, what's happening?
When the cast can't follow the show.
I remember what I was thinking during that line, which was, when can I go home?
Yeah. And why?
It's in there. Wait, no, that plays.
Remember Bob? Remember?
When can I get out of this suit?
Remember Bob kept talking during setting up that
God
scene?
Almighty.
And Jessica was going crazy, and he kept talking, and they were like, guys, just be quiet for a second. I'm like, I'm not talking. He's talking.
That was a long one. That was a long day.
Tony.
It's weird. It took some idiot parrot man with a camera to bring us together.
But even a pro like Larry has a breaking point.
Rita?
What do you want? I have to pack.
Oh, sorry. She's getting ready for the SAG Awards.
Jason looks so pretty.
He does.
So pretty in this.
Jason's face and just his mouth is so pretty.
Hey, man, we're recording this.
And his ass.
Hey, guys.
And his back mouth.
I really did fancy.
I've never heard a compliment that of anyone. I didn't know.
That was that America? Let's make that a new word.
I'm stealing it
not
first.
Not only a new word, a new industry that, you know, you have to tone your back mouth.
You have the smoothest back mouth, yeah. I think, ever.
Laser back mouth finishing.
Oh, nice.
Before my uncle gets out of the shower for some more cigarettes. You take that, I gotta leave a note.
Mitch, did you guys ever feel at any point like, did you ever question yourselves, like, from an ethical standpoint?
On this one?
But the whole story of her.
I think we always knew that we were gonna care about the character and that the joke was gonna be on our guys. And so it made it easier.
Yeah.
Mentally retarded female. And, you know, Fox, they thought we were going to really treat this irreverently. And we kind of didn't, you know? We're pretty sweet to her. That's maybe not the most PC thing we could have done, that drawing right there.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think we really... Hey, guess who's really scared of rats?
Wait for it.
Yeah.
Hello?
The fans love
and
that.
Michael and Rita.
Oh, look, they're driving.
Prize.
Wow.
A lovely, lovely prize.
This went a little slower than I'd hoped.
And credits.
Yep. Retarded people love chocolate.
John Beard.
And right about now is when the little square would come into the screen and John Beard would actually be teasing the 10 o'clock news.
Yeah, it's kind of
right. Fox.
A joke specific
here in
to
LA.
Southern California.
Yeah.
This is actually me on saxophone. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
Imagine television.
That's interesting. I never thought of that as half a sentence.